with volleyball as the Lady Beavers are continuing to make improvements here throughout the season. They start off their league portion of their schedule tomorrow down in Holcomb. They will be facing Cimarron and Holcomb, part of the league triangular down there. We got a couple of sophomores making their debut on the show here tonight, and we'll go ahead and get started with one of them. It's a sophomore, Avery Lewis. And how are you doing this evening?
Good.
Well, thank you for joining me here. And, yes, you've made the move up to varsity here this year. And how's that transition been for you?
It's been very different. I think the speed of their hits are a lot harder. It's very nerve-wracking. It's a lot faster pace. I feel you're just got to get used to it, yeah.
And absolutely. Do you feel like that you've gotten to that point where you've fully adjusted to the pace?
Yes, I think I have. Yeah, I think I'm fully adjusted now, eventually. Yeah.
All right. And what's your primary position?
I'm outside.
All right. Have you felt that you've done on the outside there so far? Attacking this year? Do you think you've attacked all right?
Or? Yeah, I think I've been doing pretty good. And then I've also played a little bit of back row too, but I think I've attacked pretty well this year.
All right. And, you know, playing there, do you get a little nervous if you get a little close to the edge there, the boundary, the antenna, or the net there?
Yes, I do. And especially if I, am in the net too, that's not very exciting. And, yeah, to get pretty nervous.
And last night was kind of a tough match for you guys against Garden City. But what are some things maybe you learned from that match from last night?
That you can't let things get into your head and that you need to try to always be positive.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's just kind of move on to the next point, right?
Yep.
Do you have a personal goal that you like to see as you get through the second half of the season?
To win more games and to work more as a team. I feel like we aren't working as well as a team as I think we should.
All right. Well, that'll come in time.
Yep.
All right. Well, good job. Thanks again for joining me here, Avery, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.
All right. Sophomore Avery Lewis joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And now we'll get, get another sophomore here, and or a senior. We'll see here. It's going to be Megan here next. Hannah's going to hand it over to Megan there. Yeah. Well, welcome aboard here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And what's your main position?
I'm a middle hitter.
All right. How have you liked that so far this year?
It's been a ton of fun. Love hitting the ball, going for blocks. It's been fun with these girls.
And have you delivered any, facials to the opposition yet?
A couple.
All right. But no, I know it's been a kind of a tough season record-wise, but have you had fun?
Yes, it's been a lot of fun with these girls, really getting to know them and learning how to play well together.
And do you feel like that you've made do you feel like you've made a lot of improvement from match one to where you're at now?
Yeah. I think that we've really learned each other, started to work together better as a team, and just I think our hard work throughout the season has really helped us.
Well, when you play in the middle there, what's probably the biggest thing that you have to deal with?
Probably blocks. Have to move from side to side on the court. Sometimes it's pretty quick-paced game, and yeah.
When you first stepped out on the court there on varsity, did it come as a little bit of a shock at how quicker the pace maybe is compared to what you've seen last year?
Yeah, it's crazy how the game changes just by changing the speed, but still volleyball, still lots of fun.
What's probably been your strong suit this year?
Probably killing the ball.
All right, yes, a lot of kills, that's all right. Well, good job here, and you've had a good start to your season so far. And thanks again for joining me here. Good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Megan Trout joining us here. We get another volleyball player joining us here on the show here this evening, and we're going to talk with senior Hannah Tucker. And thanks again for joining me here. How are things going?
Good, Adam. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I understand you got back out on the court last night. That had to be kind of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was good to be back.
Yeah, and hopefully you're all healed up and ready to go. But, the senior season has been a little different for you. Missed some games or matches here just because of an injury, but how do you feel like you are recuperating from that?
I feel like I'm bouncing back pretty good. You know, it's been a struggle watching from the sidelines, but it's been good.
All right. And, you know, you see maybe a different perspective from the sidelines or see the volleyball differently. What did you maybe kind of read and realize when you were on the sidelines there for a couple weeks?
It made me realize how much the bench really, like, determines the game for us, like how strongly we depend on that support and that, like, just energy, honestly.
All right. You know, coming in here your senior year, what's been probably your best match so far?
I mean, I haven't had really much as the senior year, but I definitely enjoyed the summer at Garden. I felt like that was pretty good for all of us.
All right. And, you know, and I guess I could ask you as well, you're kind of an all-around player, if I'm not mistaken, but what's your favorite position out there?
I'm definitely a utility as of right now, especially, but if I'm being honest, my favorite is probably either middle or right or outside. I really like outside because, you know, attacking, but yeah. Middle or outside.
Everybody loves to attack, right?
Of course.
All right. But what's kind of a goal that you have in mind being a senior, your last go around? What would you like to see here as you get through the last half of the year and into sub-state?
I just want to make some good memories with these girls, you know, that'll last for a lifetime and just have fun.
Yeah, tomorrow, couple of first-time opponents for the year and Cimarron and Holcomb. And what would you like to see out of that?
You know, definitely want to see some horns down, you know, all-time goal.
Yeah.
But a
couple wins, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully things work out. Should be a pretty good competitive triangular tomorrow there and to open up league play. But it's good to see you back going again, Hannah. And thanks again for joining me here on the show this evening. And good luck to you coming up tomorrow and throughout the rest of this year.
Appreciate it. Thank you.